So let's finish out and hear about your 32-year-old lady, Neeraj.
Sure. So this is a 32-year-old female who noted an asymptomatic solitary lymphadenopathy in the left cervical area. It was non-tender, painless. Symptoms were kind of waxed and waned over 2 months interval. Finally noted more enlargement and was seen by the family physician who referred her for hematology evaluation. Labs were normal except for ESR was 25. On physical examination, the lymph node was about 3 centimeters in size. She had a chest X-ray and a CT scan, which revealed a large mediastinal tumor measuring more than 1/3 of the thorax, and as well as this left cervical and left supraclavicular lymphadenopathy. PET scan confirmed the CT scan finding with no other activity in the other lymph node, spleen, liver. So the left cervical lymph node biopsy confirmed these reactive cells with sclerotic bands, and immunostaining showed strong positivity for the CD30 and CD15, confirming Hodgkin lymphoma, nodular sclerosing subtype. She was staged as a 2A with large mediastinal tumor. And according to the German group risk allocation, she was classified as early unfavorable classical Hodgkin lymphoma. Single female, non-smoker, non-alcoholic, working as a teller at a local bank, unremarkable family history. She was treated with 6 cycles of AVVD without radiation. Treatment was well tolerated without any significant major side effects.
She had PET scan negativity.
Right, after second and 6 cycles.
Do you think this patient, Craig, should have had radiation therapy?
Personally, I think he did a research study on her because you're following the German Hodgkin Lymphoma Study Group paradigm for risk, where the Germans would have given her 4 months of ABVD followed by 30 gray of radiation. So this is the one patient population, bulky stage 2 women, that I always offer combined modality therapy. Now, if somebody is going to refuse the radiation therapy, there's nothing necessarily that I can do about it, but I know what I'm saying. But if somebody comes to me before they get treated and says that the doctor across the street says, I'm going to get 6 months of chemo, and you want to give me 4 months of chemotherapy and radiation, I want to come to you, but I want to get 6 months of chemotherapy, I would say go to the doctor across the street.
John, agree or disagree?
Yeah, I definitely agree with the principle. I think this is one of those cases, if thinking about the disease distribution before, that, again, having the radiation oncologist involved early on and having them go through the fact that this looks like a very deliverable field from a safety standpoint for secondary breast cancer risk because the high axilla, you know, not involved. So I think it's a safe enough field that you can plan a combined modality therapy approach. You know, that being said, we often see some patients where people get reassured by that PET2 being negative. We know from the trial that we ran in our cooperative group, as an example, that patients with CTCR after 2 months of ABVD do pretty well with a non-combined modality-based approach. But still, given a presentation like this with classical bulk disease, you know, we believe that we really want to get those patients consolidated with radiation.
So what was the next step, Neeraj?
So she did well for 2 years, but then in early 2015 started to have fairly sudden onset of shortness of breath and night sweats, then also lost about 10% of the body weight in about 2 months duration. A PET scan confirmed an 8 centimeter mediastinal mass. Biopsy was confirmatory of CD30 and 15 positive, 20 negative classical Hodgkin lymphoma. At this time, there were also enlarged lymph nodes in the abdomen and inguinal and iliac region. She was referred to the transplant center and she got 2 cycles of DHAP followed by high dose chemotherapy and then had an autologous transplant.
Just continuing with our theme of post-transplant consolidation BV, I'm guessing, Craig, you would not have given it to her, or would you have?
If she had a complete response to the salvage, I would not have. I'm more concerned about the mass that keeps coming back in the chest, quite frankly. And on a sidebar, there is no evidence that you can give post-transplant radiotherapy and post-transplant BV. So, and I think John mentioned before that sometimes he gives post-transplant radiotherapy. So that was not studied in the Athera treatment. And by the time that, and I would say that in a patient who's never been radiated, who has a residual large mass, between the two, I would vote for radiotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're, and again, the magic number in the relapse setting, as opposed to the 10-centimeter definition, we've traditionally used a 5-centimeter definition to define tumor bulk in the relapse setting, and it would be by policy for us that that would be a site we'd want to consolidate if it was feasible.
So what was the next step?
So she was mobilized successfully after first cycle, and then they received the second cycle of DHAP in time and had a successful transplant and grafted within 2 weeks. The follow-up PET scan was completely negative, so they call it CR. So she was followed, did well for again 2 years, again developed progressive dyspnea, massive night sweats and weight loss. This time the PET scan showed activity, active lesion in lung, abdomen and bone marrow. So bone marrow biopsy was positive, and then the biopsy of the lung, one of the lung lesions was also positive.